The subject of this perek is mixtures of different karbonos or different parts of karbonos. And the first scenario of this Mishnah is Oshom Shunus Arav B'Shalomim, if a korban Oshom gets mixed up with a korban Shalomim. The way that the blood needs to be applied to the Beis HaMikdash is exactly the same both for a korban Shalomim and a korban Oshom. The difference between them is that a korban Oshom is Kodshei Kodshim, it's one of the korbanos which have a high level of holiness. And as a result, there are certain things which need to be done in the process of a korban Oshom which do not exist in a korban Shalomim. For example, the korban Oshom must be slaughtered in the north half of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. As well as that, its meat can only be eaten by male kohanim inside the area of the Beis HaMikdash, and it must be eaten by the end of that night after the korban is brought, whereas a korban Shalomim can be slaughtered anywhere in the courtyard. It can be eaten by anybody as long as it's inside Yerushalayim. And you also have the entire following day until nightfall to eat the meat. And because of these differences, the animals should be left to graze until they develop a wound, at which point they would become invalid to be brought as a korban, and they would need to be redeemed by selling them, and the holiness is transferred onto the money, and the money would need to be spent to buy those korbanos anew. However, Rabbi Shimon says, in this case, we don't need to go through that solution. Both of the animals should be slaughtered in the north part of the courtyard, which is a valid place for the slaughtering of both of them. And they should be eaten according to the laws of the more stringent one of them. Meaning, make sure that only male kohanim eat the meat of both of these korbanos within the time limit. And there's no need to go through this whole process of waiting until they get a wound and selling them, etc. However, Omrulo, the Chachom said to Rabbi Shimon, Eimavim kodjim leves hapsol. There is a rule that we do not do anything which will make it more likely that korbanos will end up being invalidated. The korban shalomim should really have a whole nother day to be eaten, and more people can eat it. By treating it with the stringencies of korban oshom, we're essentially making it more likely that it will become noisar, they will be left over past its time limit, and will end up needing to be burnt instead of being eaten, and therefore it's preferable to go through the procedure of allowing it to develop a wound and selling it, etc. Now, until this point in the perek, the Mishnayos have been discussing scenarios where alive animals get mixed up with other alive animals which have been designated for korbanos, and what to do in those cases. The Mishnah now goes on to discuss this ovru chatichos b'chatichos. If pieces of one type of korban get mixed up with pieces of another type of korban, kodshei kodshim b'kodshim kalim, pieces of the meat of high-level korbanos, which get mixed up with pieces of meat of the category of korbanos which have a lower level of holiness, if pieces of a korban which needs to be eaten within one day get mixed with pieces of a korban which can be eaten even within 2 days, in this case, since we're discussing pieces of the meat of the korban, that means that the procedure has already been done. It's been slaughtered, and it's therefore certainly too late to redeem the parts of the korban. And obviously there's no solution of allowing it to develop a wound. So in this case, everybody would agree that Ye'ochlu Kechama Shabohen, all of the pieces would need to be eaten according to the more stringent rules. So you would need to eat it within 1 day. If one of the pieces even can only be eaten by male kohanim inside the Beis HaMikdash, so that would apply to all of them. And that is the solution for this scenario. Mishnah Dalet, Eivari Chatos, Shenis Arvu Be'Eivari Oila. Limbs of a korban chatos which were mixed up with limbs of a korban oila. Now this wouldn't necessarily be such a regular case, because a korban chatos would not usually be cut up into limbs. You would slice it up, or you would cut it in a normal way that you'd want to prepare it to be eaten by the kohanim. A korban oila had to be split up into individual limbs, because that is how it was offered up on and burnt on the mizbeach. But a korban chatos which was eaten didn't have to be cut up in that way. But obviously we're talking about a case where, nevertheless, somebody did cut up the korban chatos into individual limbs, and it got mixed up with limbs of a korban oila, which are waiting to be burnt on the mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer says that although the Torah states explicitly that it's forbidden to offer and burn on the top of the mizbeach parts of a korban which are supposed to be eaten, nevertheless, in this case, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yitin lemalon. You should put all of the limbs on top of the mizbeach and burn them on the fire of the mizbeach. Because Rabbi Eliezer understands that it's only forbidden to put other parts of the korban which are supposed to be eaten on the mizbeach if you're doing so in order to be part of the korban. That part of the procedure of the korban, you're saying, instead of eating it, I want to burn it on the Mizbeach as part of the procedure of my korban. That is forbidden, but in this case, where that is not the intention, I can look at the meat of the korban chatos on top of the Mizbeach as if it's just wood. It's a way of stoking the fire. I'm not putting it onto the top of the Mizbeach in order to complete the procedure of my korban chatos. And in such a scenario, Rabbi Eliezer says it is permitted to do so. But the Chachomim say it is forbidden to do so even in that case. If something is not designated to be burnt on the Mizbeach, it is forbidden totally to burn it on the Mizbeach. And therefore the solution in this case, where we have limbs of a korban oilom mixed with limbs of a korban chatos, is to ubar tsuroson. Their form, the pieces, should be left until they become noisar. That's how we're going to understand the Mishnah. Noisar is once they've been left past the time limit which they have to be burnt or to be eaten. And once they become noisar, then the law is that they need to be burnt. They should be taken out to the designated area for burning invalid korbanos, and it will be burnt over there. Obviously, before it becomes noisar, before it's left for that amount of time, it is forbidden to burn a korban. Only once it becomes certainly invalid may it be burnt. Mishnah Hey, we learned at the beginning of this perek that if animals which are alive get mixed together, let's say we have a korban mixed with something which is not a korban, there's no concept of bittul b'rov, of it being nullified by the majority. Even if there are 10,000 valid korbanos, the Mishnah said, mixed with one invalid korban, they will not be nullified, because the rule is that if something is very significant, for example, it's an alive animal, it cannot be nullified even in a very large mixture. However, since the Mishnayos are now talking about scenarios of individual limbs and individual pieces, so they are not so significant, and therefore bittul b'rov, it being nullified in a majority, in a mixture where the majority is something else, that would apply. And because of that, the Mishnah says, evarim be'evari bali mumin, if limbs of a valid korban are mixed with limbs of a korban which was discovered to have a wound, and is therefore invalid, and that meat cannot be burnt on the Mizbeach. And we're talking about a case where the majority of the mixture is made up of limbs of the valid korban. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, because of that, mid'oraisa, according to the Torah, there is bittul b'rov, the parts of the korban which are, the parts of the mixture which are not valid, are nullified by the majority of valid limbs, and therefore mid'oraisa, all of them can be burnt on the Mizbeach, since the entire mixture takes on the status of the majority. However, midrabbonon, since even the limbs are somewhat significant, midrabbonon, they will not be nullified, and so you would not be able to offer them on the Mizbeach. However, Rabbi Eliezer says, imkarav rosh echon mehen, if one of the heads in the mixture has already been offered and burnt on the Mizbeach, meaning a kohen didn't realize that there was a mixture over here, and it wasn't supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and he went ahead and took one of the heads and burnt on the Mizbeach. Once that has been done, there is now a possibility that the head which was burnt on the Mizbeach was the head of the animal which was invalid. We're talking about a case where there was only one invalid animal mixed in this mixture, and once one head in the mixture has been offered on the Mizbeach, there's now a possibility that everything remaining in the mixture is able to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So since, anyway, the whole reason why it can't be burnt on the Mizbeach, and we don't say it's bottle b'roiv, is nullified in the mixture, is only midrabbonon, as soon as one of the heads has already been offered up, and there's now an additional possibility that we're able to rely on that everything remaining is indeed valid, Rabbi Eliezer says that prohibition midrabbonon no longer applies, and yikvu kol haroshin, all of the heads in the mixture can be offered and burnt on the Mizbeach. Karish lechem mehen, if one of the legs of the animal had already been burnt on the Mizbeach by a koyein, then yikvu kol akra'ayim, all of the remaining legs in the mixture can be offered on the Mizbeach. However, v'chachom emrim l'chachom say, afilu karvu kulam chutz me'ech mehen, even if all of the limbs in the mixture have already been burnt on the Mizbeach, except for one of them, even then, yetzer es asreifa, that limb would need to be taken out to the place where they would burn the invalid korbanos, and you're not able to burn even that single limb on top of the Mizbeach, and you still need to be concerned for the possibility that this is the limb which was part of the single invalid animal in the mixture. By the way, it should be noted that the Gemara says that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that one is able to burn the limbs on the Mizbeach once just one of them has been burnt on the Mizbeach, Even Rabbi Eliezer only permits you to do so by offering two heads or two legs at the same time. Because then you know that certainly at least one of them is valid to be offered up. Whereas if you would just burn one of the limbs by itself, then it could be that the entire part of this service of you burning it there is invalid. Mishnah Vov, the second half of this perek discusses still cases of mixtures, but instead of discussing mixtures of animals or pieces of the korban, the Mishnah is going to discuss cases where blood from different korbanos gets mixed together. And to begin with, the Mishnah talks of a scenario where dom shenis arav b'mayim, blood of a korban, which was caught after the shechita was performed, it was caught in a utensil designated for that purpose, and then water became mixed in it. Once the blood was in the utensil, water was then added in. And it's important that it be in that order that the blood arrived first. And the water's arriving and being added to the blood and trying to change the status of the blood. In such a case, im yesh bo mari dam, as long as the blood still retains the appearance of blood, and that doesn't just mean it's slightly red, it means that it's a relatively opaque red, which looks like blood. Kosher, the entire mixture is considered valid, it still has the status of blood, and it can be thrown onto the mizbeach. Nesarav b'yayin, if the blood gets mixed with wine, so since the wine itself is red, it's very hard to tell whether the appearance is because of the blood or because of the wine. And therefore, royin osei ke'ilu humayim, we view the wine as if it was water. And we evaluate what would happen if this was water, and that amount of water, as the wine was added, would it still have the appearance of blood or not? And if it would, then it would still be valid to throw onto the mizbeach. And likewise, this arav b'dam behemo b'dam chayo, if the blood gets mixed up with blood of a regular domesticated animal, which has not been designated as a korban, it's a regular animal, b'dam chayo, or it gets mixed with the blood of a wild animal, which is not even able to be designated as a korban. So certainly that blood itself would be invalid. However, if it is mixed with valid korban blood, then it would not necessarily be invalid. Royin osoik iluhumayim, we view it as if it was water, meaning if that amount of water had been added to the korban's blood, would it have changed its appearance or not? If it would have changed its appearance, then indeed the presence of this invalid blood is significant in the mixture. However, if not, then the korban blood still retains its status and it can be thrown onto the mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein dam vatal dam." Blood can never nullify blood. Meaning even if lots of invalid blood was added in, such that if it was water, then this whole mixture would no longer look like blood. Even then, the valid korban blood still retains its significance and is not considered to be nullified. Rather, we still see that valid blood inside the mixture, and therefore it can still be thrown onto the mizbeach, because it is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that the same type of substance cannot nullify itself.